Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, the day we celebrate Bill Murray and I try to predict the intentions of a rodent loosely derived by insane yet profitable humans. And it looks like he will not see his shadow today. Having a slight tendency to be wrong and being wrong the last 2 years, we'll go with the odds and hope he is right this time. For the record, this is recorded 2 hours before game time. Local early morning temperatures range from 5 degrees over in Pittsfield, Mass. To 14 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 33. Today is going to be relatively nice. Conditions will be sunny but frigid this morning and freezing this afternoon. A high of 37 happens at 4 p.m. Overnight, about half an inch of snow will fall in some places, and temperatures take a steady slide, hitting 12 by dawn. Tomorrow, it just gets worse as the mercury will show 6 degrees by dark. Wind gusts will start knocking down some branches and will likely cut off power to some places. Overnight, we take what will hopefully be the last polar plunge of the year, expected to hit negative 4 degrees by sunup on Saturday. Then the warm-up begins. 19 degrees by dark. Sunday we hit 42. And that's it. Winter is over. No rodent necessary. Sunset today will be at 4:56 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:03 a.m. Looking way up, we see things are still quiet. X-class flare chances bottomed out. A weak and unexpected CME did hit Earth last night, sparking some high-latitude auroras. Solar wind speed is currently 417 kilometers per second at 4.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 MHz till dark, then fair below 15 MHz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 89. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.